the song Ugly Man from the American country band Freakwater. Freakwater can sound like they come right off the front porch of Appalachia, and tradition is a starting point for the Freakwater sound. To the best of our knowledge, producer Veronica Rickert spoke with lead singers of Freakwater about their new album, Thinking of You.
Catherine Irwin and Janet Beveridge Bean are the lead singers of Freakwater. The band has a devoted following on the alt-country scene. They've been called one of the most traditionally grounded bands in that genre, with their plaintive harmonies and stark acoustic arrangements. Their back porch, almost Appalachian sound, has earned them numerous comparisons to the legendary Carter family, who advised, keep it plaintive, rough, and real.
That's one of my favorite things in, like, the music of the Carter family or people like that, where they have, like, the really, such a flat delivery of the lyrics, which are oftentimes so incredibly grim and morbid, but over the top of fairly perky musical accompaniment.
Yeah, melodic line and speed and everything else, yeah.
Like the Carters, Freakwater has no trouble being grim. In fact, they're well known for the midnight black of their subject matter. You could call it musical American Gothic, song after song about death, abuse, and destitution. Writing about despair comes easy to the women of Freakwater.
Most of the time when you're singing about something that's good or something that's nice that happens to you, it doesn't come across very well. You know, it's like a photograph. When you see a really beautiful setting and you're on your vacation and you take a photograph of it because it's so great, it never lives up to what it is in the photograph. And I think sometimes trying to convey a happy sentiment is the same way.
Freakwater takes some ribbing for their numerous dead children songs, like Kathy Ann, a song from their new album, Thinking of You. Kathy Ann is the story of Woody Guthrie's daughter who died from burns she got in a house fire.
Kathy Ann, hold your little hand. If your daddy didn't love you, there's just no good in man. Kathy Ann, still playing in the sand, where
Irwin, who wrote the song Kathy Ann, has second thoughts about the song now and how it might sound to the Guthrie family, but still considers it a beautiful song based on a moving story.
The sky was always blue. Well, your daddy drew you.
Freakwater dives deeper into Americana with the song So Strange. It's a novelty song that owes a lot to the bass clarinet and Elvis movie soundtracks.
Once we started recording it with the drummer and everybody playing on it, then it seemed like it was kind of taking on a certain, like, Anne Margaret dancing around the pool kind of a
twisting, you know,
flavor.
It's so strange what you told me. These old chains still hold me and drag me down, jerk me around, throw me back over way down to the ground where I lie. It's so strange.
Lots of the Freakwater material comes from personal experience. Irwin and Bean have been singing together since they were in Louisville, Kentucky. They used to sit around in mud masks singing Tammy Wynette songs. They're comfortable together and it shows. They can talk and sing about anything. So a lot of their songs are about the kind of things lifelong girlfriends talk to each other about. Divorce, death, or addiction. Their song Hi-Ho Silver explores their ambivalence toward 12-step programs.
Hi-Ho Silver, hi-ho pills. Use your hands and tell me how I feel. Higher power, higher hand of mine. Tell me why you got it so divine.
Those programs are also fairly irritating to me. The whole, like, the higher power, which seems to be at the heart of almost all of the 12-step programs. I mean, I realize that they do help people, but at the same time, I can't stand that part of it. Yeah, we'd like to kick that crutch out from underneath the arm of the alcoholic, basically. And that's what we're trying to do.
And I think that's a positive thing.
I think it is.
Because then you're then in the here and now, you know? It's not like all going to happen later on. I hope silver, I
hope so far, Freakwater has avoided the big time over the years, passing up an offer from Steve Earle's Warner-associated label to stay with the smaller label, Thrill Jockey. But for Irwin and Bean, that's just fine. Their real problem is running out of material when life's downs are turning into ups.
I was only really able to come up with one song because I've actually been, everything has been really great for me, and I've been pretty happy the last few years, and so I just couldn't come up with a single song to write. Luckily, Catherine had enough things that she was dealing with that she could fill up the record.
I took up the slack there.
Catherine Irwin and Janet Beveridge Bean are the lead singers of the band Freakwater. They spoke with TT Book producer Veronica Rickert. Freakwater's new album is called Thinking of You.